Welcome, everybody, to the Sun on the Strip podcast. I'm Brock Radke, entertainment writer for the Las Vegas Sun, with another new interview to share with you. It is Thursday, April 2nd, and my latest conversation was with the longest-running headliner on the Las Vegas Strip these days, and that's Frank Marino. Of course, performed for 25 years in La Cage at the Riviera before moving over to what became the Link Las Vegas with the updated show Divas Las Vegas. These days, Frank is the special guest star host of Legends in Concert, another Vegas institution which has been running at the Tropicana. It is a great combination with Frank and the show and the hotel, and he's going to talk about that quite a bit. He's also going to talk about kind of the good old Vegas days at the Riviera and rubbing elbows with Priscilla Presley and the Rat Pack and Dolly Parton. This is a real fun interview, so I hope you enjoy.
So you were just really settling into your new role as, are we saying, host of Legends in Concert? Is that the right terminology for what you're doing?
I guess I would be considered the celebrity guest host, is how they're bringing it on. Our celebrity guest host for the day.
Yeah. And we've spoken before, you and I, about how this show is a great fit for you, how the different things that you are bringing to this show, but did that feel pretty comfortable right off the bat when you started doing it in the fall, or did it take a little while to warm up to it?
When I first started with Legends in the fall, it was something new to everybody. We didn't know if the marriage would be good or bad, but I would be doing the same thing I did for my Diva show, getting out there and being like the silver thread inside each of the different acts and be able to bring these acts on with some pizzazz, rather just having the overall voice of God say, ladies and gentlemen, Elvis Presley. I could add a little something to that and then throw in the comedy. The thing that we were worried about is my comedy is sometimes a little bit salty, but never rude or anything like that. And Legends was such a family show that we had to figure out a nice medium. And now it's still a family show. It's just, I guess, a more dysfunctional family show, which is actually more appealing to middle America than any other kind of family show.
I like that you use the word salty.
Yeah.
You're bringing some seasoning and spice to this thing.
Can I throw in a twist? I just got off a Florida tour with Divas, and I started in Florida. I lived in New York, but my first big gig was Florida, and all the agents and managers said, you got to be careful with your language. You can't say the word, I hope I can say it to you, fart. And I was like, what? I go, I don't even use that word, but okay. And I went into this thing. I wanted to do something different because I wanted to incorporate it in Vegas, where I go amongst the people. And in the middle of the show, there's so many questions in their head when they see these men dressed as women and, like, where did this come from and how did you decide to do it, blah, blah, blah. And the first question was such, I can't even say it actually, it was so directly sexual that I had to say, can you please repeat that question? And then they repeated it, and it was exactly what I thought the gentleman had said. And I said, well, I hope the management and my managers are out there, because they told me I couldn't even say fart, and you want to ask that question? Game on. And the audience loved it. So I don't know why they try to take our elderly people and put them on this glass shelves like their knickknacks are going to crack, when I even myself, the older I got, the ballsier I got. So I did have a great time in just, playing with these people in Florida, and I can't wait to go back.
I think the older, you could tell me, you know better than I do, but the older the audience, the more rowdy they might get sometimes. Maybe that's true in Las Vegas, too.
I agree. Everybody tries to treat the audience with kid gloves. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not going to be vulgar on stage, or I'm not going to. All my jokes are innuendo anyway. I never, it's more gossipy. And it's funny. And what I say is usually what everybody else would feel free to say to their family when they're sitting home on the couch or at the dinner table, but would never say in public. So I guess that's what makes it funny, that I bring it out where other people would hold it in.
When you said there was a word they didn't want you to say, I didn't think that word was going to be fart.
Yeah, well, me either. I thought it would be a bad word, because we took that word to another level, believe me when I tell you.
Yeah, you've definitely brought that style to Legends, and I think you've really changed that show, which is, of course, the longest-running show on the Strip these days, mm-hmm. by doing what you do. It's kind of adjusted to accommodate you more than the other way around. Does it feel that way to you, too?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. For lack of patting myself on the back like our president does, I will pat myself on the back and say I would always go watch the show as a fan. So I think they just originally just figured let's just give him a job so he doesn't bother us for a comp every day. But I would watch the show and I would literally sit there and say they need me. They need me, this would work, blah, 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 because there was no human contact. It was all mini concerts and no audience. Nobody, like, putting a wall between them to make it all work right. So I just knew it would work, but I didn't know how good it would work. So everybody saw the show, and it started off okay. It got great. By the time we stopped working a few weeks ago, the run went from good to beyond great. It was the perfect marriage. And then you throw the Tropicana Hotel into that. You got a vintage hotel, a vintage show, a vintage headliner. And I know a lot of people don't like to use the word classic, but it is classic Vegas now. They threw in the showgirls. There's everything now. You know, it's a fully rounded Vegas show. And we definitely raised the attendance greatly by mixing the two. And, you know, the entire economy is down right now for shows in general in Vegas. So it was sort of like Cadillac bought Volvo. So even though I would have been down 30, they would have been down 30, you put us together, we're up, you know, 30 instead of being down. I honestly did not know if I could work for somebody else, but I really haven't been happier in a long time.
Yeah, we've talked about that a little bit too. How it's there's a certain amount of relief for you in doing what you're doing now, because you're not producing the show. You don't have to manage, the cast and crew and the ins and outs and the very complicated business that is a Las Vegas show. You can really just focus on your own presence and performance, which has got to be a breath of fresh air for you.
It was like, does Diana Ross want to go back and be a Supreme? And in my case, it worked out great, because yes, health-wise, mental health-wise, it was so much better for me to go this route, because during the day, could you imagine, I felt like I had 35 children. God forbid a dancer stubbed his toe, or a cast member got the sick and got a cold, or anything. It was all pressure on me that I had to fix, that I didn't have time to work on me. So now it's given me time to work on the act, work on me, you know, get all my stuff together, and it's a breath of fresh air. You're absolutely right.
I got to talk with Dionne Warwick earlier this week. Mm-hmm. We were discussing how she's kind of a rare performer on the Strip these days, because she's been playing Vegas for so long, and she's an artist who, you know, really connects Vegas entertainment today to these different eras of our past. Mm-hmm. Wayne Newton, who plays the same room, is in that same category. But you are the longest running headlining act on the Strip, so this is really your territory, your story to tell in terms of, like, being this.
And being that I'm good friends with both, I'll say it, those bitches are a lot older. I just happen to be playing in the same place for the longest amount of time. But adore both of them. And can I tell you, it's kind of strange that I was here so young, but to think that I could, what I think is very cool is that, like, in my phone, I have Dionne Warwick's phone number and I have Wayne Newton's phone number. So when you're scrolling to find your friends and you come across it, to me, it's like really, like, cool, I guess, to go, I wonder if anybody knew I knew that person.
I feel like that because I have your phone number in my phone.
Oh, well, see, you know how to compliment. Thank you very much. So here's my favorite one of my old-time star friends. When Divas closed, before we did the Legends thing, first person to call me was Priscilla Presley. And just gave me a talking to of nobody's been, you know, wronged more than me, and nobody's had things written about them even more. Trust me when I tell you, all things pass, and it's always a sunnier side on the other side. And it's just so cool to, like, know what she was with Elvis to Vegas, and then to think, like, I'm just having lunch with her at my house. And then I wonder what, like, when the security guard at the gates get, there's so many celebrities been here, but, like, I'm Priscilla Presley, and, you know, and they let them in. I wonder what they think.
What are some of your other, because you have had these encounters and built these relationships with true icons of Vegas's past, who are some of the other people that you have that really stand out in your mind that you've come across
and there's a lot
conversations with?
There's a lot, but I'll put it this way. When I first started, I was around 17. I don't remember exactly the age, but I couldn't even walk through the casino to get to the showroom. I had to walk around the borders of the place that weren't casino because the laws were, well, so far back, it was only 19, not 21 like it is now. But like in Atlantic City, I'd have to walk around. I was only 19 and then get into the showroom. So I was so young, I didn't realize how cool is it today to think I knew Frank Sinatra, or the entire Rat Pack for that matter. Sammy Davis Jr. was the first person to introduce me in the audience as a celebrity when I went to see him perform a solo act at the Dunes Hotel. Liberace would say, you know, there would be a party, and he'd go, you don't have to ring, just come backstage, because every night he'd have like a little get-together. It was always festivities going on. He's like, you don't have to call me, just come backstage, there's no problem. And I was like, you don't have people, today's stars don't do that. So they stand out. Another thing stands out is Dolly Parton coming to see our show, walking on stage during our Dolly Parton number and unclipping her earrings and clipping them onto my Dolly Parton. Now, how sweet is that, right?
Amazing.
Dionne Warwick was very funny. Dionne Warwick is a singer. Now, when I say a singer, she makes it very clear. I am not going to stand here and change my gown 17 times. I am not going to swing from the rafters and dance for you. I'm going to sing. That's what I do. But if you want to get up and sing and dance, go ahead, have a ball. I'll sit here and watch you. That's a great line. And one night, I remember we were all going to see a show at the Golden Nugget. And we were very good friends with her personal assistant at the time, Yvonne Fair, who was also a star in her own right. She was a singer. But she comes out after the show shaking her head, and she goes, Frank, guys, it was the entire cast of La Cage at the time, I just want you to see the gown that I almost got into. And it was a gorgeous Bob Mackie gown. But instead, she came out in leggings and a nice sweater. She looked beautiful anyway. But she's like, you know, we knew the drag queens were coming, so we wanted to pull out the fun stuff. She goes, and yelled in, and then Dionne made a joke. And she goes, Yvonne, the rest of the audience didn't pay enough to see all this, so we'll save it for another time. And I just thought that was the funniest line.
I wanted to see if you can kind of take us back to what it was like and how different it was when you first started performing in Las Vegas.
Well, the first thing, first of all, when I started in Las Vegas, I remember, and I have the poster, my show was $6.95. $6.95, and sit down for this, you got a free prime rib dinner with it. $6.95 wouldn't even cover the taxes on my show now. So that's the biggest change that I see. What I miss is women coming in a beautiful gown and a fur coat and their jewelry, and it was a nice night out, and hence that's where my 17 costume changes came into play to, you know, have something even better than the audience. But nowadays, the fanny packs and flip-flops is probably the one thing that bothers me the most, because it's a shame that people can't get all dressed and enjoy the evening, and instead they just come straight from the pool.
Did you get a chance to go to the Mayfair Supper Club at Bellagio?
I did, and I absolutely love it. I had another reservation to go Easter time, but obviously that's on hold for a while. But loved it, loved it, loved it. If anybody's listening and hasn't gone, listen again. Loved it, loved it, loved it.
Because I feel like that is what you're talking about. That's bringing back that glamour. When I go in there, I feel like I need to have a tuxedo on, maybe. You know, like you can really
Yes.
fashion it up in that place.
So here's was the okay, as the longest running headliner, my opinion of the perfect evening, if I'm sold out and you can't see me, would be to go see Lady Gaga, jazz and piano, not the rock concert, pop concert, whatever they're calling it, but the one with the orchestra. Mm-hmm. Everybody is dressed up. Have you seen it yet?
I have not seen that one. I've gone to Enigma, but I haven't seen that.
Okay, you owe it to yourself. Now, as a uncertified critic, I gave Enigma a 7. I give Jazz and Piano 11. She gets a standing ovation after every song. The way Donna Summers was an alto with power, she's a soprano with power. Like, you understand the words. It's not just, like, blurry in the background with the music. She right. is beyond amazing. And then you take yourself over to Mayfair, and you have the perfect evening with both dinner and two shows.
Speaking of hot spots, you know, the Riviera, it's only been a few years since the Riviera was taken down, and a lot of people never really got to experience that property. And I think it's hard to understand that the Riv really was the hotspot on the Strip for a long time, certainly while you were there.
Yes, and I could actually say, because we were there 25 years, started as a 3-month contract and ended up staying 25 years. It was also the first hotel to have 2 shows in it. So Splash was in the one room and we had the other room. Since then, many shows have come and gone. But we stayed 25 years, and I literally grew up in the Riviera Hotel. So sometimes people would say it was dated. I loved every minute of it. I loved every person there, from valet to housekeeping to you name it. It was a walk through the hotel and wave to the pit bosses type of deal. It was just, for me, amazing. Couldn't say anything better about it.
And it was that place. I don't even know if there's anything that you could compare it to in modern day Vegas, where, you know, all the celebrities were going, movie stars were going in and out of, people were staying in the hotel rooms there, people were going to these shows, hanging out in the lounges into the wee hours. It was that spot.
Yep. There was something to do, which was a lot of places back then. It was 24/7. You got up, you had your breakfast buffet. Then you went looking around the town during the day. Then maybe you went to gamble for a little while at another hotel, and you came back to your hotel, and you got showered up, and maybe before the show you gambled a little bit more. Then you went to dinner, you saw a show. It was Vegas was like, that's where they got the term, Disneyland for grown-ups. You just had something to do at any moment. And what I loved most about all Vegas was, if you were a high roller or something and you walked through the place, the pit boss would go, "Mr. Smith, how are you? Mr. Jones." It was so family-like that's what I miss, if you say, what do you miss at all.
Wasn't there, there was a coffee shop that was very well known for everybody gathering
80s?
In the morning? Yeah, many of whom were out all night. You know, there was no sleeping happening, and then they would
right.
go have...
But when I first got there, it was called Cafe Noir, but Pia Zadora and her husband owned the hotel when I got there, and when they got rid of Cafe Noir, they changed it to Katie's, which was named after their daughter, and then the steakhouse was Christopher's, named after their son.
Do you get any of those kind of throwback vibes when you're at the Tropicana? That's another...
I actually do. Now, because I've been there since September, when I go in, it's the same thing, waving to the dealers, right? Waving to the ladies in the cage, waving to the box office. After the show, same thing. Oh, valet parkers, I love them. They love me. The people you see every day, you end up being really good acquaintances and sometimes good friends. And if this keeps going, I could see that being exactly like the Riv. And that's why I say it's the perfect three-way relationship. Because you've still got the class and the elegance of the old hotel. You've got a show that's running 37 years. Obviously, they're doing something right. And then the headliner that I say I'll just keep coming back as long as they ask, that keeps getting asked back. So it's the perfect situation, and I'm not even saying that from ego. I'm saying it because people in the audience say it every night, and then people who do reviews have said it as well.
Has your own personal, your preparation, the way that you get ready, get in the right mental state to perform, has that changed since you've been doing Legends versus from what you were doing before with Divas?
Yes, because when I owned my own show, I was a diva, hence the name of the show. I'd always be running late. I'd have everybody doing everything for me. I get there early now. I'm ready a half hour before the show starts. Somebody would say, what took your body over? You know what I'm saying? Because never was I like that. But now that the pressure's not on me, I could get out the door, get to the place. I take time putting on my makeup. I take time getting into the mindset of what's going to happen. I'm all excited if there's a new joke in the show. So it's a sense of calm that I have now that I really didn't have because I was so stressed trying to be producer, director, owner, you name it. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot.
Well, Frank, what else do you want to say to your fans and everybody else out there who is really looking forward to coming back to Las Vegas as soon as possible and seeing you on stage?
Well, I just want to say thank all the fans because all of my ups and downs throughout the years, the one group of people that were always there, obviously family, friends, and then fans. They never turned. They never let me down. And wherever I was, they came to see me, from the smallest room at the Riv to the big room at the Link to the really big room over at the Tropicana. So thank you. Please come see the Legend Show. Even if you've seen it before, it's totally different. It's just a whole new dynamic. And if they can, just check my Instagram at the Queen of Vegas or Frank Marino on Facebook. I'll have, as soon as I get information, the dates of where we're going to be playing. And for the Divas fans, we tour Divas all the time. We just did a week in Florida. We're going to do another 2 weeks next year. And we're just going to all work together. And I might work with Legends on doing a show called Legendary Divas, where we'll put them on the road without me. And this way, you know, I didn't want to sign that deal to Legends till I knew that we'd be able to help some of the cast members as well and not leave anybody behind. So that's basically what we're doing these days.
Thanks for listening to The Sun on the Strip. You can find this podcast at lasvegassun.com/podcasts or at Apple Podcasts. Hey, another place that you need to check out is lasvegasmagazine.com. Las Vegas Magazine is published and distributed in the hotel rooms on the Strip. And even though those are shut down right now, Las Vegas Magazine is still producing some really fun, cool content at the website, lasvegasmagazine.com, and also on their YouTube channel. There's a new series called Vegas at Home, where different entertainers and personalities are sharing original video content. We're keeping the Vegas coming, and you should go check that stuff out as well. Thanks again for joining me. Have a great week.